Hello.
And good evening, and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 135 and counting. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host. I just want to go over a couple things. We're going to be rocking airwaves tonight with Senator Raymond J. Lesnick. Welcome him aboard, but I just want to go over a couple things, a couple shout-outs here. We got Paws Across America, May 3rd. They're on Facebook. If you please, join their group. It's a legislation rally across the United States. Just pick your state, what you're on, how you can help out. You can contact Cecilia Maida or Jennifer Nady. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Jane Velez Mitchell. She'll be coming back on the show on June the 13th on Tuesday. Please visit her website, JaneUnchained.com on Facebook, or that's on the website, and also on Facebook, it's Jane Velez Mitchell. And press like and see how you can help her out. She has been helping out Nosy the elephant. I mean, there's this list of animals she's been out there. Oh. She's a nationwide journalist out there, and she's doing her part. And Jane Velez Mitchell, you're rocking the animals world, and we need more like you out there. Because what you're doing out there is amazing. And welcome you back on June 13th. So everybody, please mark their calendars. There's a video out, and it's on YouTube. Debbie Roscoe, awesome Facebook friend. It's called What Happened to Us. And it's Voices Care for Animals and myself have gotten the credits for it. So please check it out. Get some tissues out because it is sad, but it does inspire, to take action. So please, everybody, do your part because these animals need our help from one form or matter. And with all of our us taking action is the key. Contact your state legislators. Professional and polite because they got a job to do every day, and it's not a easy world out there. So if they don't hear from you, then they think everything's all right. So please, everybody, find your state representative, your senators. You can do that. Go to Google and search it. Find your state representative. Put your zip code in, and it will lead you to your state representatives. Please connect with them because, all of us coming together as one, and the faster the meaningful changes will be made. Just wanted the chat room. Another thing in the chat room is open, and you can sign in from Blog Talk Radio. Hold on one second here. Okay. Hold on one second. I'm having some audio problems.
I'm sorry. That's here. My alarm going off.
Oh, okay. That's a coincidence last week. I thought I was having audio problems. But anyway, the chat room is open, everyone. I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard and all you returning listeners. Thank you for all your support and coming to these shows and getting our voices out for the animals. But if you sign in to the chat room up in the right-hand corner, you can sign in from Facebook or Twitter and scroll down past the comments. And please, if you want to leave your comments, you're more than welcome. scroll down and the chat room will appear. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. That's www.ppjg.me. Press listen live here. You can follow or subscribe to the PPJ Gazette, and you'll get anytime a new podcast is coming or an article, it'll be delivered right to your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio up across from Marty Oakley's name, either also press follow. And that also will alert you, because I'm on every Tuesday night standing up and speaking out for all the animals in need. And 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide and unlimited listeners. So please, everyone, just do your part and keep spreading the words, because the more the power of we the people, our power in numbers. So let's all come together as one and help these animals out in need. And I want to go ahead and introduce my awesome guest tonight. He's wonderful. He's got a wonderful website and a Facebook page. He is involved. He's an animal lover, and he shows all his work is inspiring. He is running for the governor of New Jersey, and I hope he gets it. I want to welcome you aboard, Senator Raymond J. Lesnick. How are you doing this evening? This is such an honor. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, yeah, the honor is mine. I want to apologize for missing the last scheduled meeting we had. It slipped through my schedule.
Fine.
But, you know, and I've said this before, I will go anywhere, any place, at any time to stand up for animal protection. You know, you can go back to Gandhi, and you can go right up to Pope Francis, who have said, you know, how we treat the animals in the world will reflect upon how we treat our fellow human beings. And that's something that we have to get through to our politicians, because they don't get that, and they just don't understand that, you know, animals are, for the most part, sentient human beings. They have feelings. They suffer. They have pain. And we shouldn't be inflicting pain on anyone if we can possibly avoid it.
Because they can. They can, you know, feel the same pain as us. And I totally understand.
Yes.
The other two times. I knew we was going to connect, Senator Lesnick, sooner or later. And I know you wanted to come on the show. And I wanted to give a big shout-out to Nilan, who helped me us get connected. Nilan Isaacs. And also,
yes.
Clara Fernandez. Also,
Clara's
a big shout-out to her.
Clara is my constituent service person. Thank God I have her. As you can imagine, as a state senator, we get so many issues from our constituents to deal with their individual problems. She takes that load off of me. She rarely has to contact me. She's got it in charge. You know, I don't know what I would do without her, but she's a great, one of the greatest people I've ever had working for me, because she really cares. And oftentimes, you really can't help a constituent. It's just something that you can't do anything about. But at least they're being heard, and they feel like somebody is listening to them. And she conveys that message. That's why she's so good.
She was, and I appreciate that from both of them. I mean, they were just so prompt and, you know, professional and everything. And thank you, Nilan, and thank you, Clara. And I'll be in touch with you for more shows with Senator Lesnick, because, you know, the more we reach out to everyone, the awareness, the education, know what's going on out there, you know, not to ignore the animals or put it under, you know, sweep it under the carpet, because all lives matter, including all the animals. So we've got to keep that in mind, you know, because we're on this earth temporarily, you know, and even the animals are. So we got to make the best of it.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's really annoying. Sometimes I hear responses on my website. Why are you doing this? How come you're not doing something about property taxes? How come you're not fixing our pension problem? And it's like, you know, that animals don't matter to some people. And look, it's understandable people have their own individual problems, but I can guarantee that if they would only reach out to a pet, to an animal, and show compassion to them, that will improve their lives more than anything else. And I know it's improved my lives when I've rescued our pets, and you know, we just love them every single day, and they love us, and there's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm. They're unconditional love, you know. Just their pets at home. Once they walk through the door, they are now they become furry family members, and they want the love and the care and attention, you know. And we like to spoil them and everything, and you know, hang out with them because we can get some good laughs too because they bond with us. They can understand us. I mean, we're just in another language. You know, they do everything that we do, see, smell, eat, go to the restroom, hear, walks, you know, everything. So we know our pets at home or have a good home, a TLC home, but there's ones out there that don't get the care and the attention that they need. And they get, you know, they get neglected or abused or, you know, unnecessary deaths. And we need more like you, Senator Lesnick, out there to stand up and speak out, because this world would be a better place to live. You know, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that's exactly one of the reasons why I'm running for governor, because as senator, I have had a major impact. You know, New Jersey, I'm trying to make New Jersey the humane state. We were the first state to ban ivory transactions and transactions in rhino horns. You know, elephants and rhinos, they're on the verge of extinction. You know, why we would want that to happen and why we would be part of that is certainly not in God's plans, that's for sure. And also, I was able to ban imports of trophies hunting, you know, poor Cecil the lion. And why people would need and have this get some kind of gratification over having a trophy of a dead animal on their wall or as a rug, you know, just mystifies me. And I am not a hunter, but I was in the Army and I qualified as a sharpshooter, so I know how to handle a weapon. But I just can't understand the thrill of shooting an animal just as a trophy. I'm not against hunting. I understand the food chain. I'm not a vegan. I understand that animals do eat animals, and I'm not opposed to that. But I am opposed to the cruelty aspects of it, and I am also opposed to just doing it for fun. You shouldn't be causing death and suffering for fun in any aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, what you're doing out there, and it's just like, you know, the social media, the power of social media.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm on there, and on Facebook, I have accounts, and that's probably the main one I'm on. Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, and I get involved, and I'm so fast at it. You know, you find no faster way when you're in the comfort of your home to help make changes, positive changes. You know, you have your phone, your computer, you have fax, you know, scanners. You can email, you know, and everyone out there.
Fax?
You contact Omega Stevens.
Nobody uses fax anymore. What are you talking about?
I use my fax.
But hold on. We are in the midst of a battle right now between me and Governor Christie. I had a bill, again, the first of its kind in the nation, to ban these puppy mills. And it's not like we would put them all out of business, but there are about 10,000 of them throughout the country. 8,000 of them aren't even registered with the USDA. Another 1,200 or so have had multiple violations of health codes. We would ban them from doing business in New Jersey. And yet Governor Christie vetoed it. And it's because, I don't know, I can't explain him. I don't know if people know about our governor Chris Christie, but the less you know about him, the better. But I intend to replace him. And if I can, I get a little plug in here for my gubernatorial campaign, because yes. You know, for those outside of the state, in addition to what we're doing now, is we have a campaign. I'm going to try to override his veto of my puppy mill ban on May 25th. But those out of the state and in the state, they can help me by donating to rayforgov.com/donate. Small donations add up. Look what Bernie Sanders was able to raise. And I'm up against a multimillionaire. I could win this race. I have so many animal lover supporters. They're my biggest group. And, you know, I've been a champion on a lot of issues throughout my political career. I've sponsored the most significant environmental protection laws in the country. I've sponsored criminal justice reform laws that have reduced our prison population for nonviolent drug offenses. I've received a human rights award in France for my work abolishing the death penalty. I was in the forefront of legalizing same-sex marriage in New Jersey. So I take on these bold challenges, and to me, a bold challenge is to protect the animals that walk on the face of the earth, because for me, they're God's creations as well, and we should treat them the same way. So if anyone wants to help me, by the way, again, one of the reasons why I'm running for governor is so I'll have a bigger platform. Trump administration certainly is not a friend of animal protection. As governor, I've gone to other states, by the way. I've gone to other countries to talk about animal protection. As governor, I will have a bigger voice. I can have an impact in Florida. So any Florida residents who want to help me, you know, help animals, they can just go to rayforgov.com/donate, $5, $10, $50,000 if they want, whatever.
A million?
actually, $4,300 is the limit. But you know, every bit does help, and it will help me be have a bigger platform for protecting animals, not only in New Jersey, across the nation, and indeed internationally as well.
And everybody, please visit his website, Ray4, that's the number 4, gov.com. And he also has a link where it says the issues/animal protection. So, and he's also on Twitter. Yes. If you search Senator Lesnick, and also on Facebook, press like and share, because the power of social media. I know I wanted to give Senator Lesnick, one of my close friends, Deb Potovano, I call her my press agent. She's out there, I mean, sharing my shows or something, you know, every Tuesday she gives me that. So, Deb Potovano, I want to thank you. I know you're listening in. And a big hello, her sister, Funny Bunny's listening on. And two, hello, Funny Bunny. And welcome to the show. Hope you keep coming back. And my mother out there is listening. Thank you, Mom. Patricia Dahmer, love you very much. And I hope you keep listening. Because together as a team, we can rock this world. I mean, the more we bring in for the social media, you know, all these Facebook pages, Paul's and Law's, they share my shows, Senator Lesnick, every week. Fans of Animal Rights on Facebook, Voice for Animals, Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, The Paul's Call Show, Stop Animal Cruelty Worldwide on Facebook. A big shout out to all of you for helping me out, because all the supporters out there and these amazing guests, which they keep coming in. I mean, we're not going to remain silent until justice is served, because we are the voices for the animals and we got to be heard. But I want to
I mean, you're certainly right about the power of the internet. Look, when Egypt tried to shut down the internet, boom, they got rid of the president. So, and now more than ever, the power is going back to the people. People are fed up with politicians. I'm a politician, but they have a right to be. because they're not being heard, they're not being listened to. But through the internet, through social media, the power is enormous to move elected officials in the right direction.
That's right. The ones that care, you know, because if people get out and vote, and you know, and not just only to vote, but to get out there and get involved with your politicians,
yes.
You know, email, phone calls, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, fax like I do, write letters, you know, what every effort counts out there, Senator Lesnick. It's major that we do something, because if we sit there and do nothing, expect no changes. You know, that's the main thing. Take action is the key. And that key is contacting your politicians, you know, and get involved with your lawmakers. Because let's all come together and make, you know, the victories are coming in for the animals. You know,
yes.
We want to hear good news, positive news, you know. Keep the victories coming in, because once the victories come in, the animals really thank us, because their lives are starting to change for the better and safer, because that they so well deserve, you know. And all, you know, real men, real women and children love animals. You know, give them that, you know, part of your heart and say, hey, I'm going to do my part right now. That's what you're doing.
Yeah,
you got to be.
And you mentioned about nosy. One of the things I have not been able to get through the Democratic legislature. I got through the Senate. Actually, I can get a ham sandwich through the Senate. It's the assembly that sometimes I have trouble with, and then the governor. But I am trying to ban exotic animals from circuses. And there's absolutely no reason for us to get entertainment from animals who are cooped up and contained for 24 hours a day. It's inhumane. And we have this one, I believe Nosy is registered in Florida. And she has all kinds of arthritic conditions, and she stumbles. And, you know, we're trying to get her to a sanctuary. But, you know, we're not getting much help from the United States Department of Agriculture either. And, look, I try to be political unless I have to be. And in this case, I have to be. Donald Trump is not a friend of animals. His sons are big trophy hunters. You know, he's not going to help us. This has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats. It has nothing to do with building the wall or whatever. What it has to do is compassion in your heart. For protecting one of God's creations from cruelty from human beings.
I agree. You know, save and protect God's beautiful, innocent creatures. You know, they're put
yep.
on earth for a reason, and to be protected, their rights. We want our human rights, and they want their animal rights. Protect them.
Well, you know what?
Going back, obviously
centuries ago, when, you know, people filled the Colosseum in Rome to see human beings kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, in New Jersey, I don't know if it's a problem in Florida, but we also have dog fights to the death and gambling on it. That, you know, we've increased the penalties, have RICO charges, we've been able to crack down on that. But you know, and obviously the famous case with Michael Vick, it's part of the culture in some countries. I was in Puerto Rico recently, where dog fighting is actually legal, and we're trying to fight that again. I just don't understand. But how can you understand human beings in the Colosseum looking at, you know, cheering human beings killing each other? We must evolve as a nation. And Dr. King said that the curve of the moral universe is long, but it curves towards justice.
Okay, you there? Hello? Hello?
Yes, did I lose you?
Oh, yeah, okay, there you are. Okay.
All right.
Go right ahead. I thought I lost audio for a minute.
Yeah, and I don't know where you lost me when I was on my soapbox there, but so let's. I don't know where I should continue other than to say that our work, we're doing God's work.
Yes.
And absolutely. And we should feel that way, and we should be proud of it, and it should make us feel good about what we're doing in protecting animals from cruelty.
That is so true, too. And Senator Lesnick, we're going to be taking calls in a few minutes because we've got the queue.
Sure.
And it is slammed with a lot of people called, you know, waiting to talk. And,
one question. I do not want any questions about the high property taxes in New Jersey, huh?
This is going to be strictly about animals. And then you're running for governor. So everybody, if you have any questions about property taxes, don't bring them up. But you can listen to the show, audience out there. An area code 917-388-4520. And press 1, and I will let you in. Try to refrain from any noises in the background, televisions, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. That same number I have every week, so if you want to log it in, you know, your contacts, you can have it right there. And then, you know, to listen to the show and on Blog Talk, you can share. These shows are live and archived every, you know, Tuesday, and to find them, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, and search Voices Care for Animals, or TS Radio, or Debbie Dahmer, or Marty Oakley. A big hello to Marty Oakley. She's listening again tonight. She's my wonderful tag team partner. She's a producer of these shows. We work great together. But anyway, everybody, please keep sharing these shows. Get the awareness out there. Because these animals, from some form or matter, I stand up for all of them on these shows. And I knew it was bad out there, but we got some massive problems out there. It's not minor, it's massive. So if you would, you know, if you haven't already, take action and contact your legislators and say, please do something for these animals because they so well deserve, you know, compassion for animals. They're unconditional love. They're awesome, you know, and with Senator Raymond Lesnick, visit his page and see how you can take action for the with this puppy ban or mill ban. You know, see how you can take action because you know these puppy mill bans. They are you know with small cages. They can't even move. That's not comfortable for them. It's terrible. So you know, do your part and. In a minute here, Senator Lesnick, we will get some callers calling in.
Sure.
And we'll go from there because I know this thing is packed, okay? So that's a big plus. I knew it would be.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, we got a caller calling area code 609. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's New Jersey. That's New Jersey.
Hi, Senator Lesnick. Hi, Debbie.
Hey.
It's Robin Vitulli with Save Nosy Now.
Hello, Robin. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Robin, we have to get Senator Sweeney to post. I'm sorry, not Senator Sweeney. We did that already. We have to get Vinny Pareto, the Assembly Speaker, to post the bill.
Yes, absolutely. We need Nosy's Law to get posted so we can have it voted on. And I know you amended it to include all the exotic animals, not just the elephants, which is wonderful.
Right.
I met Senator Lesniak in Trenton, and I testified before the Senate hearing last October for Nosy's Law. And I just want to say how wonderful it was to meet you. You're very approachable. You are for the people, and it was really a pleasure being in that realm and being nervous and never being in, you know in the courts or the you know the state house and
sure
it was a wonderful opportunity and I want to tell people that You need to support Senator Lesniak. You need to vote in the primary this June. He needs your vote so he can get through so that he can become governor of New Jersey, because we really need someone like you in office fighting for...
Well, I really appreciate that, and I would ask people to go to rafegov.com. You can volunteer. You can donate if you wish. That would also help, but volunteer. We always need people to make phone calls, put lawn signs up, rafegov.com, sign up, and this is a grassroots campaign. My opponent is spending tens of millions of dollars that I don't have, but I have more people because I have shown how much I care about issues like protection of animals. So if all your followers go to rafegov.com, either donate or volunteer, either one or both, and we'll be victorious on June 6th.
And I've done that already. I've signed up to volunteer with the phone calls, and
fantastic.
I plan on getting people to the polls on for the primary to vote for you. So we're there with you. And another thing I wanted to say is I appreciate so much what you do as far as going beyond just New Jersey with helping Nosy. You said she was in, she is in Florida. That's where her home base is. And right now, you know, she's given rides down in Miami area. We were down there. We got some great video, and we're working with the FWC trying to get this all going. We have a wonderful person working with us, Dee Gaug, that I know that you reached out to. And are helping her to make Nosy's Law down in Florida, trying to reach out to legislators down there. So I appreciate that very much, and that's very important to me. And we plan on campaigning for you strong.
Well, fantastic, and I hope New Jersey doesn't have to be the first. I hope you guys beat us to it. In Florida, that'll be even better.
However it happens, it'll be great
absolutely.
Across the country. And I just want to let you go because I know there's a lot of callers that want to talk as well. So, again, thank you so much, and we appreciate everything.
Thank
you, Robin.
And we only have like 36, 37 days to the campaign. Go for rafegov.com, need your help. Let's get to work. I know you'll do it.
Appreciate
it very much.
Hey, Robin, and also Senator Lesnick, Robin and Barb Levette and also Dee Gaug will be on next week. So we're going to be still promoting you from all, you know, keep on.
Cool.
We have another show on Nosy next week. So everybody, all you listeners out there, please join us next week because we're doing another show on Nosy. We're joining forces, so we're not going to give up. We're not going to go away. And
no, we're not going away. And win or lose, I expect to win, but I'm going to keep fighting no matter what.
That's right. That's right. Because I'm going to do a prediction right now, Senator Lesnick, that you're going to win. Okay? Because I'm going to get on every site out there, and I'm going to keep blasting you.
Go right ahead.
Sure. And earlier I was going through every social media site out there, you know, for you for governor. So they're probably thinking, she's in Florida, but so what? I'm helping him out because he is. I'll tell you what, we need thousands more like you because you are wonderful, awesome. And Robin, you can stay on air if you like because I'm going to take this thing's. Got another caller calling in from. Area code 603. You're live and on the air. Thanks for calling. Voices Care for Animals, number 135. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for the guest? Senator Lesnick.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Robin. This is Dee Gaug. Hi, Senator. It's an honor to speak with you.
I'm
from Save Nosy Now. I just wanted to call and make sure that all your listeners understand all the groundbreaking work the Senator has done for animals, specifically for Nosy, who's near and dear to our heart, but for all animals. And several other states are following suit, sponsoring similar bills to Nosy's Law. And I was wondering, Senator, if you could just explain what the process is for myself and for the other listeners, because I know it's gone back to the drawing board now to add other exotics, which is fantastic. But what is what exactly does that entail?
Sure. Well, let me – you just reminded me something about Florida, by the way, because you're beating us to it. One of the problems I have with my Senate leadership is trying to stop our bear hunts. And I understand Florida has just been successful in that. So hopefully that will give us momentum. But in terms of Nosey's Law, we have one obstinate assembly person from South Jersey who is Democrat, but very, very conservative and influenced by the NRA and hunting interests. And I don't know why, who knows, why the NRA feels like they have to get involved in these issues. They should stay out of it. I will get Nosey's Law up for a vote. That's for sure. I can't say anything about what Governor Christie will do with it. Who knows? He's with me 25% of the time. I will get it up for a vote. You're out of state, so I don't know how you can help us in New Jersey. You can certainly help my gubernatorial campaign. I know I sound like a broken record.
I have a lot of relatives in New Jersey, Governor.
All right, well, let them
spread
know.
The word.
let them know about rayforgov.com. Have them sign up to volunteer, donate, whatever they can do. We could use their help.
Absolutely.
So I'll keep you posted. Stay tuned to my Facebook. We've been out of session. We haven't been doing anything because we're going through the budget process right now. But we're back in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be pushing to get Nosey's Law through the assembly.
I'm so glad to hear that. And just so you know, we've got some very positive things going on here in Florida right now in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
We currently have two open investigations with the Florida Wildlife Commission. And Nosey's owner, Hugo Liebel's license is currently pending his renewal license. So we're working very hard to see that that does not get renewed.
Go for it.
But again, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for animals and for Nosey's Law and bringing her into the limelight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wish you the best of luck.
Well,
thank you. And, together as a team, we can get this done. I'm sure we will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator.
You got it. Thank you.
Hey, Dee, thanks for calling in. And you're the guest. And Senator Lesnick, she's going to be a guest next week for Nosey's Law or Nosey's next week. Save Nosey now, everybody. Please visit the website and also the Facebook page, Save Nosey Now. It's a group. Ask to join. And then they'll let you in and try to do what you can, to help out Nosey. Because Nosey needs, I don't know what it's up with his owner. If he's a big Greek bully, he's taking profit before animals. A lot of them do that, profit before people. That's a no-no. That's they got to take the animals before the profit, because these animals do, they are unconditional love. They're meaningful. Their lives are valuable like ours. They don't live forever on this earth. They're God's beautiful, innocent creatures. And let them, you got to stand up for them because they don't have a voice. You just like the children, the elderly, which we're all going to become if we, if God is willing. So we have to, our voices do speak, be all action, no talk. Just take care of business.
You got it.
Because that's, because I see so many people out there, comment on Facebook, and I wish they would take, I hope they're making calls what they put on Facebook and comments, because Facebook is not going to change any laws. They don't intend to, and they never will. And neither will Twitter, neither will any social media. The right direction, to put your foot in the right direction and contact your legislators, please. Because the more of us, and be polite and professional, be respectful. We are all human beings, and we all deserve dignity and respect, just like the animals. So Dee, I want to welcome you and Robin next week, because I know it's going to be another great show. And also I wanted to bring out Sam Wincup. She's out in the chat room right now. Hello, Sam. She's out there standing up for Billy the Elephant. in California, and wishing her the best of luck. I know there's so many of them out there that need our, you know, need our voices. And we got Lucy, the elephant up in Canada. You know, so more, the more of us that come together and just, you know, double over in numbers, how we can help out. Because, you know, all of these advocates, Senator Leslie, there's so many of us. And if we all come under one roof, these changes will be made so fast to make our heads spin. You know, and I've seen victories happen like that. These, you know, petitions going around for Stop Yulin Festival when they, in China, where they, you know, 10,000 dogs get, you know, tortured, eaten, and they call it a festival. That's evil. I've seen that thing. Petitions over 1,200,000 signatures already. Well, the other one's almost hitting 800,000. So that's a lot of, you know, networking, going viral and putting your signature on there, make a comment. And it's, and the more of us, we're going to see some changes happen. You know, we got to speak out for the animals. But Dee, we're going to welcome you next week, and you and Robin, I know it's going to be another great show. And thanks for
looking
all you
looking forward to it, Debbie.
Hey, hey, help, you know, promote these shows and everything. And always welcome back, because I just don't have a guest on and, you know, not see them or be in touch with them. But thanks for all your support also, because it's so meaningful, you know, to keep
well,
up.
Thank
the
you for everything you're doing.
You're
we
so
never
welcome.
Will. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Debbie. We'll see you then.
Yes, and thank you. And then we'll be taking some more calls here in a minute. But everybody, please visit Senator Lesniak's website. And if there's, you know, a lot of people listening from New Jersey, please spread the word, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, family, and put the good word out on this. We'll call him the man, because the new sheriff is coming in town. And I hope you get it, Senator Leslie, because you deserve it so much.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Well,
and,
you know what? I have to say, I just love it. It's in my genes. You know, my dad had to quit school in the eighth grade to work on the docks. To this very day, I've never met anyone smarter than him. You know, and he wound up just working in a factory, but he worked his tail off. That's where I've gotten my determination and my fight in. Wherever I see an injustice, I have to go after it and take it on. That's what drives me.
Hey, too, you got to strive to what you know, stand up for what is right, not what is wrong. You know.
Yep.
And you know, Sam in the chat room, the you know, Lucy in Canada. Lucy, the elephant's in Canada, and Billy, the elephant, is in California. So I got to make a correction there. But if you would search for them on Facebook, you can help them out, too, because they need our help. They're, these elephants and all that's not just for elephants. You know, just whatever you can do, you know, if there's just one cause you're taking care of, jump over and take that meaningful time and help other animals out, too, because once the signatures and phone calls double over, triple over, then just we're going to see action being taken, you know. So whatever we can do, everybody, because it's so meaningful, you know, just like, you know, Paws Across America tomorrow is doing that nationwide rally. You know, look up Paws Across America. It's on May 3rd. It's on Facebook. It's and it's across the United States. So everybody's, you know, stepping up to the plate and doing what they can. You know, maybe you're working or whatever, but maybe you know somebody that, you know, that's at home that can, you know, jump in and do what they can do for them. You know, make that change. Help that make that change because they so well deserve it. And Senator Lesnick, you said you're on June the 6th, right, is when the
June, yeah, that's the Democratic primary. I need
okay.
Every little animal lover in the state of New Jersey to come out, whether they're a Democrat or an independent. Independent
okay.
Voters can vote in the Democratic primary. If the animal lovers come out, I will definitely win the election.
Yes, you definitely will. So everybody, to get that, get out there with him and put them signs up. And, you know, even you
yep.
can go to the dollar store and make your own signs, you know, get your markers and decorate them and,
but,
and stand out
there. You know
there
what?
And,
they could go to my website and get a lawn sign for $5. It's cheap.
All right.
RayForGov.com.
Oh, that's great.
There you go.
Yes. And everybody, he needs, you know, he needs to count on you. So please spread the word. I mean, even through social media, because Facebook has over 1.8 billion members. So,
yep.
You know, use some meaningful time. I don't use Facebook as a diary, you know, report everything I do every day and, you know, put it on my business in the street. That's not happening. Because you got these hackers and cyber bullies sitting on the sidelines waiting for you to, you know, right?
You get the trolls. You call they're trolls.
Oh, yeah. Can't trust everybody on Facebook. That's a no-no. Or any other social media. We're living in some dangerous times here, so we got to protect ourselves, you know, just like we want to protect those animals because they so well deserve, you know. They live in their life. They want to live comfortably, you know, in peace, happiness, freedom.
Absolutely. And can you imagine an elephant, this huge animal, being in this trailer for like 23 hours a day, every single day? It's just so inhumane. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, 23 hours a day. That is so, my goodness. That is so sad and heartbreaking.
Yep.
And, and Nosy, this has been going on for 6 years. They're trying to get her to a sanctuary, you know, to retire. You know, And human beings, they're allowed to retire at a certain age. And, you know, people look forward to it if God's willing. Okay, you know, she's got these physical health problems, and they're still letting her perform, you know, and do this and do that. That is not right. You know, this owner of Nosy, he's going to age. He's going to age every year. Everybody has that big birthday every year that the age keeps going. And he's going to see that. He don't know what medical conditions is going to hit him, or, you know, or if he's even going to be alive. And
well, we'll
so
see what
we'll
see what karma has to do with him. You know, never know.
Yeah, that's right.
Never know.
And let her. I will be doing jump to the ceiling for all these animals. When I hear a victory, it's like, wow. You know, I can't take credit, but I was, you know, involved. And that's all that means for me, because I know, hey, don't give up. It doesn't stop here. Hit this area, hit this area, you know, whatever I can do. Not just the radio station, but taking action, you know, emails and phone calls and, hey, sort of like faxes. you know, whatever I can do.
Make sure all the elected officials know we're not going away.
That's right.
We're not going away. So.
That's right, because we got to stand up for what we believe in, you know, and not give up. That's the one thing. We never give up hope.
Nope.
Because once we give up, then we automatically lose. And I want to be a winner for the animals, not a loser. I want to be a total winner. Right. I don't want to give up. And, you know, teamwork matters. I'm not into no drama, because if you see a lot of these people get into drama and everything, I'm not into that. Because, you know, that takes you away from the action you can be taking. You know, work as a team. You know, go against these abusers. Take that anger out of that one person and go take it out on an abuser or something. Because there's no excuse for animal abuse, elder abuse, child abuse.
None.
Zero. You know, so some of them get slapped on the wrist. And that's not right. Because these, you know, the ones that's been through all this abuse and neglect and cruelty, you know, that wasn't a slap on the wrist to them. That was total torture. You know, and look at Nosy. It's like slavery, animal slavery. You know, forcing her.
Yeah.
She has no choice in the matter. Just like dog fighting. Those dogs do not have a choice in the matter.
Oh, my God.
They are forced into fighting. I wish all those people to sit around and clap or whatever, making money off of it, turn over a new leaf and stand up for them and put themselves in their paws, you know, because these animals do not drive themselves to the dog fighting events. They don't.
Well,
you know,
it just shows that there's something missing in their lives. They have a serious problem themselves, that that you know, that they need to satisfy in these cruel ways. So that's not a good thing for them either. So anyway, what are we doing next?
Okay.
Do you have any callers?
We got some callers in. If you okay, this is the number because I got the 917-388-4520 and press 1 and I'll let you in. And that area code is 917-388-4520. Press 1 and I'll let you in. We got a line here. Area code from 505. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals. Go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. This is Dawn Stanford.
Hi, Don. How are you? Welcome to Voices
Care
for
Animals. I'm doing
great.
How are you doing? Thank you.
Fine, thank you. Enjoying this show. I'm so honored to have Senator Lesnick on. And Senator Lesnick, this
yes,
is another
Yes, I'm enjoying
guest.
The show as well.
I've got a bunch of former guests listening to the show tonight. And all of you, thank you, you know, because you're always welcome to listen in. You're always welcome back. But go right ahead. Thank you, Don.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Gosh, I'm losing my train of thought. Hi, Senator Lesnack. I work for a volunteer, actually, sorry, for a nonprofit organization called Buster's Vision Nonprofit. And, you know, we try to help save animals worldwide. And one of our biggest things we're working on right now is trying to get puppy mills banned as well. And
What state?
I live personally in Texas.
Okay.
But the founder of Buster's Vision Nonprofit, she lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I am her project manager for Facebook social media. And we have a video out there called Stomp Out Puppy Mills. And the video is actually made by her grandchildren. And we are working really hard to get it to go viral and get the word out there about puppy mills because a lot of people don't know about it.
Send it to me. I'll certainly, get the word, get it through in New Jersey. It could be very helpful.
Absolutely.
In overriding Governor Christie's veto on May 25th. So.
Okay. And how do I send it to you?
RayForGov.com.
Okay.
Actually,
awesome.
No, seriously. Yeah. Just sign up there and
okay.
with your email address, we'll be right in touch with you and we'll communicate it and we'll get it up. It could be very helpful to us.
Awesome. I myself am a wildlife rehabber, mostly squirrels. I rescue and rehab orphaned squirrels. And there's a lot of trees around here and, you know, their moms get killed, however, and they fall out of trees. And so far I haven't rehabbed that many. So far, just 7, but, and 2 turtles and 4 birds. So, what I wanted to say is that, I really appreciate everything that you're doing. And as Debbie says, we definitely need more politicians like you. I wanted Bernie Sanders for president, of course, but, and you're right, the Trump administration is not going to do anything to help. And so we, as animal advocates, need to do all we can to help. And I will go to your website, rayforgov.com, and donate and see what else I can do to help.
That would be great. Spread the word right across
Absolutely.
Texas. A lot of good people in Texas.
Right.
They can help us out, and we can work together. That would be great.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate talking
to
you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Don, thanks for calling in. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work. But anyway, that's another guest. I've got a lot of guests, former guests coming. We've got a huge audience out there, Senator Lesnick, and I knew it would be because it's you're rocking New Jersey and you're rocking the animals world, and that means so much, you know, what you're doing. Because it's so heartfelt what you're doing. I mean, meaningful. And, you know, just like the puppy mill ban that passed the New Jersey Senate, everybody, please check out either Senator Lesnick's Facebook page or his website, how you can help out, because there's a Senate override vote May 25th. And we want to see those. You know, so please do your part. We've got some days left, but you know how time flies, and whatever you can do to, you know, help out, him to become New Jersey governor. So I hope I hear that when the election time comes, I hope I hear that you won, Senator Lesnick, because I'll
Election is on Tuesday night, so I won't be able to talk to you that night, but I'll be on the following week with a victory dance.
That's it. And I'll even show you a picture of a victory dance. That Tuesday night, it's on a Tuesday night, so Wednesday I should know.
All right, that's for sure.
Blast off, you know, slam all the social media sites and everything. And then Peddle's Law. I know you heard the good news in Florida.
You know,
there's no bear hunt in Florida for 2017.
Yeah, and by the way, I've been using that. You know, our Senate president is, you know, again, he's close to the NRA, and they've been blocking this. I don't know that I'll ever get him to pass it. And again, this is the reason why I have to be governor. You know, I've gotten a lot done as a senator in many different areas, but sometimes you just get to a roadblock, and I don't like roadblocks. I like to crash through them, and I finally made a decision that the only way I can get not just for animal rights, there are a lot of other problems I need to deal with. We need to deal with in New Jersey. But this is so important. People don't understand the importance of how having compassion for animals relates to how you treat your fellow human beings. So there's an added benefit that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Dignity
and we had this terrible hunter who killed Petals. Petals was harmless. She walks on her 2 feet, you know, wasn't going to harm anyone, and was a shooting duck. That's not hunting. What's so cool about that? As I said, you know, I qualified as a sharpshooter in the Army. I could take down, you know, a moving lion at 100 yards. I don't want to do that. What do I need to show that off for? What's the great thrill about doing that? That was as sad as Cecil's thing. And what we have to do is when these tragedies occur like this, we have to actually try to use them to help the rest of the animals as an impetus to get people behind it when they see such cruelty happening so that we can end it.
That's right. And I want to give you a big salute and a shout out for serving our country and all you veterans out there. Thank you so much for protecting us, because they sacrifice their lives every day, everyone. They're away from their families. They don't even know if they're coming back home.
Right.
There's a lot of them that's wounded. Veterans out on the streets, homeless. That's another, you know, I don't understand that part. This shouldn't be that way. They fight for our country and they end up kicked to the curb. You know, homeless, elderly, children. We got to take care of these Americans here. You know, Americans first, number one, animals first. Because, you know, with all of us working together, the harder we work together, the more meaningful changes get made. But thank you all you.
It goes hand in hand. If you're going to ignore, you know, a homeless veteran, you're going to ignore cruelty to animals. And likewise, I mean,
that's right.
Compassion runs throughout your body. It just doesn't stop at one place.
Yeah, so. That's right. And we're down to 1 minute and 15 seconds, Senator Lesnick.
Right.
I want to thank you so much. I really enjoyed this show, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. And I want to welcome you back, because thank you for all your inspiring hard work out there that you're doing. And best of luck of becoming governor. Yeah. And you got me voting for it. I'm not in New Jersey, but you got me backing okay?
Well, I'm gonna check to make sure that you made at least a small donation at voteforray.com.
That's right. That's right. And you got it, because you got my support all the way.
All right.
I want to welcome you back. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you, all you listeners. Sorry to get off to all the callers calling in. We've had a great show tonight, a great audience. and hope you return next week with Barb Levette and Robert Vetterli and D. Gal of Nosy the Elephant. Please visit the PPJ Gazette online. And Wednesdays is Wild Horse and Burra Radio with Debbie Coffey. Thursdays, Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. Fridays, Vietnam Vets, Agent Orange Advocates. Sunday nights is Elder Abuse, Guardianship Abuse. Marty's got some awesome advocacy shows for everyone. And you get the days and times on the PPJ Gazette online. Thank you, everyone, and have a great evening. And may God bless you all. Good night. Thank you.
God bless everybody. Thank you.
God bless you too, Senator Lesnick. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.